You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting questions answered here on the Hosting Hotline, go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, and we'll answer it here on the podcast every Tuesday. And today we have a question from Vanessa.
Hi there, my name is Vanessa, and I recently bought property on a river where it has a small cabin that is 12 by 18 feet wide. It's currently off-grid with a couple of solar panels that will allow a off-grid fridge to work. And also there's an inverter where it can charge a phone or a TV, something small like that. There's an outhouse, and my idea is to update the outhouse to have a shower and make it more user-friendly, more appealing to the eye. My question is, do you think it's worth it to bring in hydro? I love the idea of being off-grid. No bills would make me happy. However, I do realize that having hydro might bring in more renters. But I just wanted to know your thoughts on this. Have you seen successful off-grid short-term rentals? And just any thoughts around that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you. Love the show.
Oh, Vanessa, thank you. Okay, we have to admit to you, Vanessa, that we wouldn't be your ideal guest avatar because we don't know if there have been successful off-grid short-term rentals. I am sure that is a huge audience.
Let's talk about hydro, too, so the guests, the audience knows.
We're guessing hydro means water.
Right. Yes.
That's what I was going to say is when, you know, Vanessa's talking in the off-grid language and I'm assuming Vanessa means water.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, Annette, I'm guessing what she's asking because she says she might want to add a shower to the outhouse, that she would only add the shower if she adds water.
Right. Let's dig in. This is exciting. First, congrats on the new property by the river, down by the river.
Down by the river.
Like this. All decisions, and this is for every host out there, it depends on your goals. And if is maximizing your revenue, is that your priority? Some hosts, they prioritize an experience. For example, staying fully off-grid and being very committed to that experience. And there really isn't a wrong answer here. But there is data that will show you the trade-off. Is it you wanting to be devoted to this experience or maximizing your revenue? And I hope you can wrap your head around that and just think about that was one thing that you didn't share with us.
Right.
And everyone, when you call into the Hosting Hotline, it really is important for us to know your goals because that's how we can lead you best.
And she did say one thing, which was, quote unquote, having no bills would make her happy. So that might be a goal to not have bills.
I wanted to offer to you, Vanessa, that I'm understanding if you wanted to put in the hydro, there would probably be a month, you know, a monthly, quarterly something for the water. There will also most likely be, Sarah and I are in the middle of this right now, a septic project, you know, of having to bring water from the source, whether that's a well or however you would get the water to the shower. There definitely would be an investment there. The one thing I want to let you know, though, is now that you are a landowner and a short-term rental owner, you are going to have expenses. So whether it's a monthly bill, a quarterly bill, I'm sure you're paying taxes on the property. You should have
on the property.
An insurance bill. Mm-hmm. You should have your tax bill. You should have someone maintaining the land. So maybe it's just the word bill. We don't have to talk about bills, but it's okay. You should have expenses. You are a business. You are going to have income and expenses, and therefore your profit and hopefully your income is larger than your expenses. So maybe there's just a mindset shift that has to come along too of you not wanting to have any bills. The land that you purchase is going to come along with financial responsibilities, expenses. And now that it is a business, you cannot escape that. And I don't think you should, because then if you're escaping the expenses, then you're also escaping the income.
Right. And it's just inevitable, as you said, Annette, as a business. So, and Vanessa, maybe that's the first time you've considered yourself a business owner by hearing Annette say that. So maybe you need to let that sink in. And then hopefully you need to push your shoulders back a bit too and say, yes. So now that we have that all out of the way, if revenue is the priority, then you need the data before making the call, Vanessa. Right. Okay. So first thing we want you to do, step one, we believe, is looking at comparable off-grid listings in your area. And then if that's limited, you might need to go into an area that's like yours. It could be in a different state, but maybe it's like this distance away from another big city or this amount of distance away from a highway or whatever would make it similar to your market. You could find a similar market to do these comparisons if you need to.
Yep. And you want to obviously look at the ones that are similar to you in the current state, and then look at listings similar that do have hydro. Do they have that higher occupancy or ADR, average daily rate? And if they have hydro and they're going to outperform you, that's a really meaningful. That is data that you can make decisions with.
We did a really quick, I'm talking very quick, Vanessa. We went to hipcamp.com and we just picked a market. And first of all, you can't on HipCamp. And again, I don't know if off-grid people would go to a different online travel agency. I don't know. That would be something that you would need to find out. Vanessa, where would these people go to find you? Okay. It could be Airbnb. It could be Vrbo. Maybe not. I don't know. But we went to HipCamp. That was the first thing that came to our mind. And we picked a market and put how many people. And since your place is quite small, we put two. I guess I'll probably should have also put one, because we wanted to see, could we filter down by the words off-grid, and we couldn't figure out a way to do that.
But we could look up potable water,
mm-hmm, shower,
and showers.
And it cut the options in half, Vanessa. So that means that of the people, of the properties that are available, half of them don't even come up if I want something with potable water or if I want something with a shower. So, and you might already know that you are going to limit the amount of people by not having those amenities. But sometimes the riches are in the niches, right? So again, you're just going to have to do that research. And if, again, those properties outperform what your projections are, that's meaningful. You can do something with that data, make a decision. If your brain tells you, I don't care, I still don't want to bring water to the property, then that's telling, mm-hmm, right? Or maybe it's saying, oh, oof, I kind of would like the money to come in.
Or, you know, what's great is you could test without and then bring it in. The next thing you want to do is check your booking conversion rate, where, you know, we want to see where you're listing, and you want to see when guests land on your listing, are they bouncing once they understand it's the off-grid details?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a really low conversion rate, that's a strong sign that the lack of hydro, aka water, is a strong blocker for the guest booking.
Yep. We want you to also evaluate the clarity of your listing. All right. So if you are already open, or maybe that is, like Annette said, step one would be open without the water, do all the other improvements and test your marketplace. But are you explaining the off-grid systems clearly? If the guests don't mind the off-grid, they might mind the surprises of not knowing just how off-grid you are. And that's why I don't know either. Are there levels of being off-grid?
Mm-hmm.
Would you actually not be off grid if you had hydro at the property?
Right.
I don't know the answer to that, but that's a question that you would need to answer. And if guests are confused or uneasy, you know, conversion drops. So whether you're open now or you plan to open and try things out, make sure that you show your listing to several people and that it's very clear of what you're offering and not offering.
And what you could do is once you've taken a look at the competition, once you've estimated that revenue lift, you are going to want to see what that is in comparison to the installation cost. That right there, the research alone of understanding the installation costs, how long it would take to recap those, that will tell a very, that'll be full of data points also. You're going to know, what would your occupancy look like if you added it? Would your nightly rate increase? How meaningfully would that be? And again, this is something that maybe you open without it while you're getting the quotes, see what it does, see the responses. The good news is it sounds like you could always install it in the future. And this question, this isn't just for Vanessa. All of you should understand your neighborhood comps. You should understand your conversion rates. You should understand if adding an amenity, a hot tub, a pool, a king size bed, all of those, a second bathroom, third bathroom to your home, you need to join us. Because if you're realizing right now, oh, I've never actually dug into all of these analytics that are available to us, or you're honestly like, wait, Annette, these are available, I don't even know where to find them, you need to join us for next month's boot camp. This is where we are going to teach you how to price your property, wherever it may be, with or without hydro, and make competent, data-backed decisions about your property. Okay? So we want you to go save your seat now. Thanks for visiting .com/waitlist. We really want you to be making data-backed decisions no matter what they are in your business. And the data-backed decision is actually even how much to price your property for each and every stay, no matter what.
Absolutely. Can I just admit that I have a question that I wish Vanessa was here? Okay, you guys, go with me here. This might show you how I've already admitted that I am ignorant to this.
Camping life?
Yes. Okay, she says she's by the river. Uh-huh. If she doesn't have hydro, would people use the river for water to like wash off?
Sure. And there's also,
and is that
like,
bad? Like, would the, is there a community? You know,
EPA,
is there,
like people that think that? I think that you could, there are water filtration systems.
Right. That you can that buy, you can bring purchase. Something. But would that be frowned upon in that community?
Maybe. And this is what we don't understand too, is the off-grid experience. Is it a day? Is it two? Is she like off of the like Appalachian Trail and people need a place to stop? But there's a lot of things that we don't know.
Yeah.
But again, if off grid is truly your priority, that's not what I heard though. I heard more about bills. This is valid, but if you love this with those minimal monthly expenses, I'm just going to put it out there because it's not going to eradicate all of them. If you're okay with potentially lower occupancy, maybe an extremely narrow guest profile, then this is perfectly fine. We want to give you that permission to choose the alignment in your property over just revenue.
I gotta imagine there are tons of places where it's like, hey, pop up your tent. There's no common bathroom. There's no outhouse.
Everyone, if you noticed and we'll make sure it's in the show notes, like check out Hip Camp. Like if you have some land laying around, you can literally
$40 a night.
You can pitch your tent here. Okay. That it's for RVs, it's for tents. Some of it is more of just
there was literally a picture with just grass. And I have to imagine.
There's no hydro. Right. So these things exist. So we really do encourage everyone to go on and at least do a deep dive there, because we do want you to be familiar with all types of short-term rentals.
Yes.
Even if it's just the land. So this is really up to you. You're worth it. Depends on your why. I want to say that again, because this is for all of you. You're worth it really does depend on your, that's the key word, why. If revenue is number one priority, we're leaning towards adding water probably is going to expand your guest base significantly, which therefore would increase potential profitability. And if experience and lifestyle preference, the low footprint, staying authentically off-grid is a priority, then just stick with it.
Right. Just remember, professional hosts, which you are a business owner now, Vanessa, you've purchased
property. Even if you
don't
have water or not.
That's right. Okay. Professional hosts don't make decisions based on what others do. They make their decisions based on those people's numbers, your goals, and your unique brand of hospitality that you want to fully embrace.
I want to say, I do. I want to just recap that really quick, what Sarah just went over. Your business as a professional host, anyone that's listening, your decisions should be based on your numbers, your goals, and your unique brand of hospitality.
And to be fair, they don't make decisions based on what others do. There's an argument for that. Like, you want to see what your comps are doing and you want to understand their numbers. So, but it's not just based on what they do without any context, right? Like,
what's the narrative?
We hear it all the time. My neighbor's making so much more money. Well, do you have access to their books?
They're booked all the time.
Do you have access to their numbers? No, you probably don't. Mm-hmm. Or if you do, listen, everybody, if you do, quote unquote, ask your neighbor and they talk about things, make sure they truly understand their numbers, because we know a lot of hosts that just base their own numbers and their own success based on feelings or like how much color is populated on their calendar, and they have no idea, they have no pricing strategy. So just be really careful when you're talking to people in your market or other hosts, and make sure you're aligning yourself with hosts who actually are strategic and involved business owners, because they are few and far between. With that, I am Sarah Carrigan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.